Yes, I am very familiar with it, with them. I was briefed by the president and Rahm Emanuel last week at our retreat in Williamsburg, and I welcome the president and Rahm Emanuel, and as well as the entire White House team's involvement in the coming 2010 decennial census. I think that that will go a long way in helping Americans recognize the importance of being counted, as well as attaching a dollar figure, a federal dollar that follows a population that is accurately counted.
Mr. Chairman, is this something that the White House can do more or less by executive order? Are there any laws that are involved that would have to be changed to make this make a change like this happen?
Now, I don't believe there are any laws involved here, because from my previous four terms in the House, while serving on this subcommittee in the minority as well as the majority, the White House had a very hands-on approach when it came to census matters. I mean, under the Bush administration, there was plenty of direction and involvement that came from the White House through the Commerce Secretary down to the Census Bureau Director. And so it's a natural chain of command that occurs between the White House and the Senate.
But just to be clear, sir, and I'm just trying to make sure that I understand this properly, so bear with me here. We do know that the Census Bureau currently is part of the Department of Commerce. Now, are they proposing a wholesale removal of the Census Bureau from the jurisdiction of the Commerce Secretary? And would there need to be some enabling legislation to make this happen?
I couldn't tell you what the legal ramifications are of the White House and the Chief of Staff having the Census Director report directly to them. That is not an issue that I'm familiar with. I know is that in my past 8 years of serving on this committee, there's always been a close working relationship between the White House, OMB, the Department of Commerce, Secretary of Commerce, and the Census Director. And it seems to me as though that is what has been proposed here, and that is what will continue.
We're talking to Congressman William Lacy Clay, a Democrat from Missouri, and chairman of the House Information Policy, Census, and National Archives Subcommittee, the panel with direct oversight on the 2010 Census. One of the concerns that's been raised regarding this idea, this proposal, has to do with, obviously, the concerns that have to do with the one constitutional mandate for the Census, and that is in regards to apportionment and determining the size of congressional districts and things like that. A lot of conservatives are concerned that with someone like Mr. Emanuel in charge, that there might be some tilting of the way that the outcome of the count takes place to maybe tilt things in the direction of the Democrats. Do you share any of that concern?
No, not at all. I mean, that is totally preposterous to say that the census could be used as a political tool. I don't believe that. I mean, it's very clear what the census role and function is, and that is to count everyone.
When you were briefed about this in Williamsburg the weekend before last, Mr. Clay, did they give you any details of how they wanted this to work?
No, I didn't get many details. I mean, I was informed that this is how the hierarchy and the chain of command will go, and that's understood. That's how it's gone under the Bush administration for the last 8 years, Government doesn't really get interested in census until about 2 years out. Every 10 years in about 08, and then interest shifts to focusing on the census and its functions and how we enumerate Americans. And that's a good thing.
Do you think the White House was concerned about some of the reports that we've been dealing with over the last several years about problems with those pesky handhelds and maybe some of the procedural problems that have been bedeviling the census the last couple of years of their planning? We're now a little less than a year away from the first counts that are going to have to be held.
I think everybody's cognizant of the fact that, look, the census is fast approaching, and that bureau needs to be ready to go out and greet the public and to actually interact with them and count every American.